So bring us up to date on this man.
So interestingly, and this is a props to Randy, we had a trial when he came to me of trastuzumab plus lapatinib that we were able to get him on. And I actually saw him last week. He's doing beautifully. He's continuing on 14 months, had an initial PR, and now has stabilized out and feels wonderful.
So speaking of fun drugs, because as you kind of alluded to, lapatinib, kind of since some of the newer anti-HER drugs have come in, people are looking a little bit differently towards lapatinib in terms of toxicity. But how did he do with the lapatinib in terms of GI or skin?
His biggest toxicity is he does have some diarrhea, but it's very manageable. It's grade 1-2. He takes loperamide when he has his diarrhea. He also has this funny maculopapular skin rash on his forearms, which he continues to itch consistently. And he has one paronychia on his great toe, which we've been treating with antibiotics here and there, but otherwise continues to golf and do yard work.
If I'm just kind of curious, he's behaving like a lot of patients with breast cancer in terms of the longer response. Maybe he's more of an outlier in terms of gastric, I don't know, but if you were to go back and see him in clinic on Monday and he had progressive disease, what would you be thinking about?
So for him, I'd be thinking about taxane-based therapies. I'd be thinking about other clinical trials, which I think we're going to talk about here, which he probably would not be a candidate for, but starting to talk about some of these other anti-HER2 agents for breast cancer.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think a little bit about T-DM1, yeah. And your place has really been a leader looking at that drug in breast cancer. And if I were him, I'd be really looking hard for a trial of T-DM1, maybe pertuzumab. Well, again, we'll talk a little bit about it.